Dr. Mercy to open the session, please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آل بيته وصحبه، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. السيد الرئيس محمود أحمدي نجاد، رئيس الجمهورية الإسلامية الإيرانية.
President of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
السادة أصحاب السمو والفخامة.
Dear guests.
الملوك والرؤساء. السادة رؤساء الوزراء والوزراء.
Mr. Prime Ministers and Ministers and Heads of Delegations.
السيد ناصر عبد العزيز.
Mr. Nasser Abdelaziz, head of the 26th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations. Mr. His Excellency Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations. Dear ambassadors and guests, ladies and gentlemen, I declare the inauguration of the 16th Summit of Heads of States of Government of the Non-Aligned Movement. I have the pleasure of being among you today, participating in deliberations of the 16th NAM Summit. This movement that was successful in changing some visions, the visions of its founding members, from principles to actions, and from ideas to behavior, and from points of weakness into a potential power of action on the international level. I want first of all to thank the Islamic Republic of Iran for hosting this summit and for the good organization, and we at the same time I would like to reiterate my thanks to the Republic of Cuba for all the hard work in order to push the movement ahead during its membership of the Troika in the last 9 years. And I would like to welcome the new member of Troika, the Republic, the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, that will be hosting the 17th summit of NAM in 2015, with God's blessing. I would like also to welcome with all love and gratitude His Excellency Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, and Mr. Nasser Abdelaziz, the President of the 66th session of the General Assembly, and I want to commend them for their participation in the activities of this important summit that is celebrated in Tehran. We are here meeting in one of the most critical moments of our contemporary history. After the revolution of Egypt, after the peaceful revolution of the Egyptian people that started and was culminated in the 25th of January 2011, where the Egyptians acted with نظاما استبد بهم وكان دائما لا يتحرك لمصلحة هذا الشعب. And they were not acting, that was not acting before for the benefit of his people. So with God's blessing and with their solidarity the Egyptians were able to go through a very hard transitional period, facing a lot of challenges.
And
lines, objectives, and the peacefulness of the resolution of the revolution and the resolution of the people
to
that with a long history in facing all type of abuse and colonialism, and maybe our participation in NAM was very active, that from the first moment acted with the founding members that represent the people, and Abdel Nasser at this time was representing the will of the people in order to break the foreign oppression of the third world people. The Egyptian revolution, the 25th of January, was the cornerstone for the Arab Spring that was preceded with a few days by the Tunisian revolution, then followed by the revolutions of Libya and Yemen, and now the revolution of Syria on the oppressive system there.
الثورة المصرية
Egyptian revolution was able to achieve its political objectives by the transition of power to a real civilian power that was elected by the Egyptians themselves. Now Egypt is a civil state truly governed by civilians. It is really a national state, a constitutional state, a democratic state, and a modern state, where the sons of Egypt are fully in charge of the country. Dear audience, ladies and gentlemen, we are now all facing great challenges where the member countries and the Palestinian and Syrian people are fighting with admirable courage, looking for their freedom and human dignity. The present world order is living a lot of tests due to the world crisis and the lack of capability of existing organizations to maintain world peace and to play their role. At the same time, our states are under foreign and internal dangers, and this tide is increasing on the world order, where we have more distinction, more fanatism, terrorism, and climate changing that is affecting a lot of developing countries, intensifying poverty and chronic diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it is our destiny in NAM to play a critical role in such critical moments. We remember that the movement was established during and it was born in order to allow our states to get and to acquire their independence and to defend the political and economical rights of the peoples. And I can say also the social, economic and religious of its member countries. And despite of the change in the geopolitical map and the change of relations between countries and even the whole international structure and global structure changed totally, nevertheless, NAM continued respecting its principles and didn't change its compass or direction and didn't change its principles. The movement was able through this big entity to protect the rights of the newly independent developing countries and to form an international bloc. This movement was able to create a big international umbrella, creating a new legitimism for international and foreign policies, and it continues to be so, and we insist on maintaining this legitimacy to all newly independent countries. And we are looking now also for a new objective based on fighting against any polarity. And ladies and gentlemen, the object, the main topic that was selected for our summit, which is the joint global governance and its relation with international peace and lasting peace, it reflects clearly a vision that we have to embrace in the movement. And we are also speaking for a more just world, towards a more just world. Can we really implement this slogan and have it in reality? We will work for it. We insist on it, and we will be moving for it. We will work always to be an active partner in the international order, an effective and active party in all aspects of the international governance. Egypt, after its revolution of the 25th of January 2011, is looking for a just international order where developing countries could elope from the circle of poverty and marginality and become part of the power and real contribution in the international world order. This would not be achieved without being convinced internationally that the principles of democracy have to be implemented on a global level, a multilateral system. We cannot accept any more not respecting the principles of democracy. We respect it on a level of the state and forget about it on the international level between countries. We cannot accept any more to look for multilateralism and forget about those principles in international politics. That's why from here, with such ideas, with such principles, with such will, with such a clear vision, Egypt believes that one of the main principles of this just new international order and global order we are looking for is based basically on enhancing and strengthening the participation of the developing countries in the reform of international institutions in order to have a better and just contribution, decision-making and formulation of policies politically, economically, so and socially. Maybe the first step in order to achieve such a goal would be the reform and to increase the participation in the Security Council in a comprehensive way. Reform, bigger participation in the Security Council in a comprehensive way in order to be more representative of the new world order of the 21st century. And not a reflection of the world in the 20th century, where decisions should be with more credibility. We cannot accept, for example, to continue with the historical injustice on Africa due to lacking its representation with a permanent representative in Security Council. Only with a non-permanent chair, while a lot of the cases discussed and raised in the agenda of the Security Council are directly related to the countries of Africa. At the same time, we have also to activate and enhance the role of the General Assembly and increasing its contribution in the affairs of peace and security, as it is the most representative organ of the countries of the world and also the best representative of the international community. During the last month, we lived a lot of examples of the importance of a better and more effective organ when we faced the incapability of the Security Council to take many decisions due to vetoes that did not allow for a final solution of different problems. And maybe what we are living now, where our hearts are bleeding for the Syrian crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, the Palestinian cause, since the birth of NAM, was among the priorities of our movement. And it will be always so until we reach a just, comprehensive solution that guarantees the rightful rights undivided of the Palestinian people, the right of the Palestinian people to decide their own future and to establish their free state on their own soil with the will of all the sons of Palestine outside and inside the territories. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have to stand beside such rights. We should support it politically and provide all types of supports needed in order to assure the recognition of the state of Palestine in the UN as a full-fledged state, and to emphasize what this people, the people of Palestine, is suffering, especially the prisoners living in very hard and difficult conditions against all human and legal rights. The human rights, and at the same time, not forgetting that people have the right to be independent in their own countries. That's why I would like to commend the declaration of Palestine issued by the Coordination Bureau in Sharm el-Sheikh last May, where it reflected the despicable state of the Palestine prisoners in the Israeli prisons, and commending the resistance occupation. At the same time, Egypt will be supporting all Palestine movements in the UN and the General Assembly or the Security Council in order to be a full member in the United Nations if the Palestine leadership decides to do so. And we will continue maintaining the Palestine Union under our partnership. And I'm calling upon all our dear Palestinian brothers of all trends to look for a final arrangement and to implement the final agreements, setting aside all type of differences in order to concentrate their efforts on the real cause to fight against occupation and to look for having a Palestine state. I cannot by any way here oversee the measures taken by the Israeli occupation forces that didn't allow members of the movement to be present in the 5th of August in Ramallah, and it was a measure that Egypt is not accepting, and the countries of the movement. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to know that we are supporting the fight of our senior brothers against a system that lost all legitimacy. It is a moral obligation and at the same time a political and strategic step. It comes from our belief in a new independent Syria, and we have all to announce our fully fledged support of a free and just Syria, and we reflect it into a political vision that supports the peaceful transition into a democratic system that reflects the will and aspirations of the Syrian people for freedom and equality. At the same time, preventing Syria into going into civil war or being subjected to division or sectarian division. That's why I believe that all parties and all sects of the opposition have to unify the ranks to look for a Syrian society with no discrimination and to maintain the sovereignty and territorial frontiers and borders of the country. We are ready to work with all parties in order to avoid any more bloodshed and to look for a clear vision of the principles that will be the basis for the new independent Syria, looking for a phase of reconstruction and development where all honest Syrians will be serving their people and their future. Egypt has launched its initiative in the Conference of Mecca last Ramadan, and we are calling upon concerned parties to take the necessary levels in order to reach the minimum level to find a solution to this crisis. The bloodshed in Syria is hanging upon all of us. It is our responsibility. We have to be fully aware that this blood will not stop will not be limited if we do not actively interfere in order to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all facing additional challenges that require from us to continue supporting and enhancing and intensifying all type of relations between our countries in order to serve the aspirations of our peoples. In spite of the critical role and central role that NAM is playing in the conference of the revision of the non-proliferation treatment or the treaty or the NPT, where we had several plans of action, including a plan of action for the Middle East. It included specified steps in order to organize an international conference at the end of this year in order to have all this region fully free of nuclear weapons and all type of mass weapons of mass destruction. And in spite of this agreement, we are still facing a lot of challenges in order to achieve such an objective and to reach the global implementation of the NPT in order to implement it on all parties, including the Middle East, that all its member countries are now members of the NPT, except Israel. At the same time, we have to maintain our previous position, to maintain our fixed position, and it is the position of Egypt with all of you, our position in order to insist on the right of the peaceful use of nuclear energy with all respect of relative obligations imposed by the NPT in such level. At the same time, on the economical and social level, we have also to continue activating all type of coordination between NAM and the G77 plus China in order to achieve our common goals, the common goals of developing countries in levels, in order to enhance the relation between the South-South coordination and to continue in the dialogue existing with our other partners. At the same time, we have to concentrate on the implementation of all developmental goals like the MDGs and the objectives of Rio Plus 20 in Brazil, and to reach the required equilibrium of international relations in the field of sustainable development and assuring an international climate that would allow the comprehensive developmental objectives to be implemented and to serve the aspirations of youth looking for a better future and to empower women and to defend and protect women of all types of discrimination. Ladies and gentlemen, the success of NAM was always related with the union and the unity of its member, which always allowed NAM to be continuously interactive with international change without leaving or leaving its objectives. We have to understand that we are looking always to of decrease of the membership of NAM in a way that would allow its capacity to affect and influence the international policies. And Egypt had this responsibility during the last 3 years. And we did it honestly. We didn't spare any effort in order to defend the rights of the member countries in spite of what Egypt going through the same period. And we try to maintain our policies during the last 3 years. With all the changing international climate. Now, we are here today to pass the presidency of the movement to our brother Islamic Republic of Iran, and we hope that they will be working consistently to maintain its solidarity and to maintain its role on the international level with transparency and working for the contribution and to work upon what we have achieved here for the last 50 years. At the same time, Egypt revolution, the new Egypt, will always be helping and assisting with all the members of NAM, and Egypt will be always doing its utmost efforts in order to achieve freedom and dignity to all countries, and we are fully committed to support NAM in its role in order to achieve the lasting peace, the comprehensive peace, the just peace, a lasting, comprehensive, and just peace, and to actually and actively participate in the world governance, looking for a better world order, a just world order, representing the rights of all peoples without forgetting the rights of any peoples. Ladies and gentlemen, here I would like to thank you all, concluding my speech. I want to thank you all, and I want to thank the Islamic Republic of Iran for hosting this event. And I want, concluding my speech, and to present you a report on the activities of Egypt during its presidency of the NAM movement. Your Excellency, Mr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Ladies, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure of presenting to the 16th Summit of Heads of State of Government of the Non-Aligned Movement. I have the pleasure of presenting to the 16th NAM Summit a report, a detailed report on the activities during the 3 years of presidency of Egypt. I believe that you have it, including the Sharm el-Sheikh action plan since this 15th summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, July 2009 until the our summit today, and it included all the activities of the movement in different international arenas, and including all the documents and declarations of Sharm el-Sheikh, and the final declaration and final document that reflects all the joint positions of member countries on topics of common interest on the political, social, and economic levels. And I want to emphasize that we were able to be successful in the implementation of the action plan that was not the effort only of Egypt, but was the result of the joint efforts of all member countries of NAM and their full support of the presidency in order to enhance the actions of NAM facing all changes and to face all crises and drawing a new vision, respecting all principles of the movement. The distinguished performance of the coordination office in New York and the different working groups and the full coordination between member countries in different international organizations allowed us to allow NAM to speak with one voice and to respond interactively to all new events. The report also reflects the different activities that were implemented by the presidency, including the roadmap outlined by Sharm el-Sheikh Summit to cover all existing causes like the disarmament, the NPT, human rights and basic rights, including the right of peoples of self-determination and to support the legitimate rights of the Palestine people. In addition to work for just and comprehensive peace in the Middle East, going through the related topics of the reform of the main UN institutions to be more representative and democratic, and also to have a bigger role of the General Assembly, the higher representation in the Security Council, going through the developmental issues, the MDGs, the women empowerment, and to combat against international terrorism, human trafficking, and to intensify dialogue between civilizations and religions. The report includes also the activities of the presidency in the implementation of the declaration of ending the political, economical, and social boycott imposed by the United States of America on Cuba. And also it includes the implementation of the declaration of the 18th of June of every year to celebrate the 18th of July to celebrate the achievements of His Excellency President Nelson Mandela, and presented this to the 64th session of the General Assembly and to reflect the role of Nelson Mandela in fighting apartheid. And the report reflects also the continuation of coordination between NAM and the G77 plus China, which represent the biggest groups of developing countries in all international fora. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that Egypt will continue doing its best and coordinating with sister Iran in order to allow its presidency will continue and be successful and all with all member countries in order to build on our achievements since the start of this movement 50 years ago. And I am fully confident that the Iranian presidency will be successful and will implement the action plan that we are going to approve in this summit to serve the aspirations and rights of our people, looking for a better future to our people and all the peoples of the world, for a better solidarity and more success. I would like to salute you all and thank you, and may the peace of Allah be upon you.
والآن
now,
أيها السيدات
ladies and gentlemen,
يسعدني
I have the honor and pleasure to propose to you to elect His Excellency, our dear brother, Mr. Mahmoud Ahmadi Nagad, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the President of the and Chairman of the 16th Summit of NAM. So, by acclamation, we approve the presidency of my dear brother Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, assuming the presidency of the 16th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Non-Aligned Movement, and we give him the floor to assume the presidency and to give us a speech after the speech of Mr. Nasser Abdelaziz, the President of the 66th Session of the General Assembly.